right, everybody, welcome to episode 4, I believe, right?
Yep.
This is episode 4 of our podcast, Once Upon a Mic. My name is Hunter.
My name is Kaylee.
And yeah, we're going to have a bit of a yap sesh. Yes. Be our certified yappers.
Certified yappers.
And so yeah, we're going to talk about today our favorite things. We just want you, everybody, to kind of get to know us better before we continue to give you all of our opinions.
Right.
That way you know where we're coming from, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because we've got a lot. We have a lot of opinions on a lot of things.
Can't wait to share.
Right.
But we also just love to hear ourselves talk.
We do. We do. So, yeah, we just kind of wanted to help everybody see where we're coming from. And again, like our background. So
I mean, Andre's right. Got a list of his favorite random things.
Yes.
And I have a list of my favorite random things. So, you know, we might say something. Another person might, you know, jump on that or whatever. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of going to be just a back and forth. We're just going to...
We're just going to talk.
And hopefully... You're going to listen. Hopefully, yeah. Hopefully you all like to listen.
You don't have to.
Really. Right.
It's up to you, really.
So I'll start it off. So we're going to go with a classic, my favorite movie.
Oh,
wow. Right. I'm keeping it original, you know. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the movie Iron Man. That was such a cool movie for me. I don't remember the first time that I watched it, but it came out in, like, what, 2008?
Yeah.
I probably watched it, you know, around there. I'm sure my dad had it on or something.
Yeah.
And I really like that movie because it's just, I don't know, it's cool. I like that he's... I don't know, rich. You know, I mean, obviously it's not good.
Wow.
No, I mean, like, because it's like, how cool would that be if I was in a position to make these robots or, you know, or like his suits and stuff and had the money to do that?
Yeah.
I think that's what it is, you know?
Like, you have all these ideas in your head, but, like, right, he has that.
I have so many ideas of things that I would love to do. Mm-hmm. But I do not have the finances to do. So yeah. I think it's so cool that he does have that ability. And I really love the Iron Man suit. I wanted one so bad as a kid. I think it would be such a cool, like, time to fly around because I love flying.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine getting to, like, you know, just fly in this robot suit that's practically invincible. Like, yeah. How? And he can go underwater. Mm-hmm. He can, you know, obviously fight bad guys and stuff like that.
Well, Tony Stark himself, he's also just very, like, charming.
Right. Like, I wouldn't say he's a good person.
I mean, like, I think overall he's a good... but it's like the opposite of, like, the just because you're a bad guy doesn't mean you're a bad guy.
What's that from?
Wreck-It Ralph. Doesn't Satan say that? I don't know.
That's funny.
Some villain says that.
Right. Anyway. Where, yeah, like, he's just kind of like, I don't know. I think it's so cool. And I've always loved that movie. I thought it was such a cool one as a kid. So anyway, that's my favorite movie. And not just Iron Man, any movie that Iron Man's in. I was a fan of, you know, so, like, I love.
How'd you feel about Endgame?
It was very sad when he, spoiler, passed away. And I was heartbroken, of course, because, you know, it's mm-hmm. like, come on, like, there's no way. He's not dead, right? You know, like, he's going to come back because he had plot armor, you know, but then he did it. He's gone. End of Marvel.
He got to live.
No, just kidding. Yeah, but yeah, you're,
he
yeah.
Live a good life.
He did. But his daughter, like.
Morgan.
Right, which cat's name is Morgan.
Cat's name is Morgan. So are you Tony Stark, Hunter?
Maybe I am.
Not Peppa Potts.
we didn't name our cat Morgan because of that. Yeah, she happened to have the name Morgan, and we were like, oh, how cool is that?
You know, Tony Stark's daughter, yeah.
Right. Anyway. All right, Kaylee, let's hear it.
So I guess I'll tell you my favorite movie. I have a lot of favorite movies, and it really depends. I can't really commit to, like, a favorite movie. Like,
right.
As a kid, I watched Little Mermaid a lot. But I think, like, I might like Frozen or Frozen 2 more. But a movie that I've seen, I guess... Okay, I have two movies that I've, like... I saw, like, in theaters, both these movies, like, a handful of times. Oh, my gosh, wait. Okay, no.
Kaylee's lost. All right, hold on, folks.
So the movie I saw probably most in theaters... was Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Okay.
The first one. I have thoughts about the other two, and we can talk about them later. But the first Fantastic Beasts, which, if you don't know, is kind of like a spinoff of Harry Potter, about Newt Scamander. It takes place in, like, the 1920s, I think, the first one. And it's kind of more about, like, wizarding life in America, like, it's part of it. But also, like, there's just really cool, like, fantasy creatures. I love the Niffler. He's the cutest little fellow. Watch a video of him if you don't know who he is. The Niffler. Anyway, I saw that movie so many times in theaters. I absolutely love it. But another movie that I saw a lot in theaters was Spider-Man Homecoming. The first Spider-Man with Tom Holland. Well, I mean, he was in Civil War before that, but, like, his first, like, solo movie as Spider-Man.
Right.
I saw that a bunch. I absolutely loved it because I was in high school when it came out, too, so I was, like, Spider-Man's age. Mm-hmm. But then I will say I enjoyed the experience of watching Spider-Man No Way Home.
That was such a
good lot one. Better. That was so fun to see in theaters, like, mm-hmm. opening night.
The audience was, like, wild.
Yeah, in a good way. Not right. Because I'm sure it could have been annoying, but, like, for us, they were, like, cheering at the right times. Mm-hmm. It was really great. Wonderful experience. Nothing will ever beat that for me personally. But, I don't know. I have so many, like, movies that, like, changed my life. But, like, those are, like, the few that I, like, repeatedly, like, will watch, and, like, I felt a real deep connection to, like, other than just, like, that's a princess, or I want to be a mermaid, you know, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, no, I, going back to the Spider-Man Homecoming, I love his take on Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people, I've heard of people aren't the biggest fan of it.
Yeah.
But, I don't know, I thought Tom Holland did a really good job, and I think the others did really good as well. Right, and I do think it is interesting that there are three different versions of Spider-Man. I don't know. It just
seems like... last 20 years.
Right. You think that they would, like, kind of, like... Yeah. I don't know. It was just kind of funny that, like, oh, this guy. But mm-hmm. I feel like I liked the way that Tom Holland handled the character. Mm-hmm. And, again, Iron Man's in, you know...
in those Spider-Man
right. Movies, so it's kind of cool, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I'm a big fan of that. So, totally get that one.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, you were gonna say.
I was gonna say another kind of going off like favorite TV shows. I have like a few favorites, but like my all time favorite TV show that I absolutely adore and I will yap about for as long as I ever can is How I Met Your Mother. It came out in like 2005, so I was in elementary school when it came out.
2005?
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's when it started. But I probably started watching more like 2010 or something.
Right.
So I kind of like saw it like as it was happening. But then I definitely have gone back and like rewatched it, like fully binged it or whatever. And How I Met Your Mother is my absolute favorite show. I think it's so funny. I think it's so like, I love like the, cause like Friends is really bad at this. We're like, there's a lot of plot holes in Friends. Like Ross's birthday is like two different times and a whole bunch of things where like it's not consistent, but How I Met Your Mother is for the most part pretty consistent with a lot of things.
Because you're right, with Friends they'll mention this and then you never hear it of it again.
Whereas
How I Met Your Mother, they'll make jokes and they'll run for a long time. Mm-hmm. Which again, Friends does do that, but like these ones are more like Friends, it's like, oh haha, do you remember that like when we made this joke? But How I Met Your Mother is like, we're gonna make a joke about it again.
Yeah.
And you know, and you'll remember it. Like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I just you're right.
And a lot of people hate on the ending of How I Met Your Mother.
I hate on the ending. Yeah, she's talking about me. I hate the ending of How I Met Your Mother.
But I don't know. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen How I Met Your Mother.
Since 2005.
Well, the ending was like, what, 2013?
Okay.
Or 2014?
Right.
But like when the mother does pass away, that is really sad. And I don't like that because I love Tracy. Like when we got to meet Tracy, I think my favorite episode is the episode called How Your Mother Met Me. Where we see all these moments like that kind of were around Ted's life where we talk about the mother. I really love that episode.
Yeah.
Kaylee
loves those episodes in general, like in like TV shows and stuff where like you go back in the past and you kind of see
like put puzzle pieces together.
Right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a sucker for that kind of
thing. Isn't that like Shrek 2 or something like that? Okay, never mind. That is not the right answer.
No. You're thinking of what I hate in movies, which is Shrek 4. When we go back, what if this never happened?
Yeah.
I hate those in movies, but mm-hmm. okay.
Anyway, sorry.
Put a pin in that.
That'll be our least favorite thing.
Yeah. But stay tuned. Hi, My Mother. It was a great job. Another show that I really like that kind of has a lot of like little details in it is BoJack Horseman. Hunter hates BoJack Horseman.
I like the show. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I do like the show. I think it's really funny. There's a lot of parts where I'm like, ha. That was good. You know, that was fun.
Yeah.
but the show is so sad that it's I can't really stand sad. It.
Though, I guess the whole premise of it is, like, we're in, like, current times now, but it's about BoJack, who was back in the 90s. Okay, back in the 90s, he was in a famous TV show. And he's kind of, like, had, like, some failed projects since then. And now he's, like, a drug addict, alcoholic. He, you know, isn't really a good person. A
lot of stuff under the sun.
There's, yeah, a lot of, like, not so great things about him. But I find the show, unfortunately, really relatable. There's a lot of characters have, you know, different things wrong with them and whatnot. But it's one of those shows where they also have, like, little, like that was mentioned one time and it's still... like, one of my favorite things is BoJack's in a very serious movie for the first time, and he's given the line, "What are you doing here?" Where he's supposed to just say, like, "What are you doing here?" But he goes back to when he was in, like, a 90s sitcom, and he's like, "What are you doing here?" And he can't get the line right. Mm-hmm. And then, like, late every, like, few episodes or whatever, or, I don't know, for every, like, there's a few episodes where he'll just go, like, "What are you doing here?" Like, just, like in normal conversation. And people are like, "That's what... Never mind." Like,
like, why stupid little you do thing it like then? That.
There was an episode where there was just, like, two dogs talking, like, in the beginning, where one of them's like, "I love chocolate, but it'll literally kill me." Like, just a stupid little, like, they didn't have to, like, put that in or whatever.
Didn't, like, isn't one of the main characters Todd? Like, didn't... He just woke up in BoJack's house, right?
Yeah, he went to a party at BoJack's and he just never left.
And that's literally, like, for the entire show, he lives with BoJack.
Yeah,
just because, for the most part. Just because he one night just slept over and didn't leave. Like, I do think that show's really funny. And they've got, like, a lot of funny jokes, like Mr. Peanut Butter. He's like, "Erica," you know, like, and you never actually see her, right?
Yeah, like, they'll be at, like, a party or something, and me and Peanut Butter just having a conversation, and then he'll see Erica, and I'm like, "Erica, what are you, look at you with the right number of limbs," or, like, feeling random like that.
It is really funny, but
it's really fun. It's really sad. There are a lot of sad moments.
Because there's so much, like, BoJack has so much self-sabotage, I think.
Yes.
Where things will be going right for him, and then he just ruins it.
Yeah.
And so that's what drives me nuts, because he's got all of the cards in his hand. And he just doesn't play him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "No!"
Yeah.
Like, "Snob!" You know? Mm-hmm. Like, and so it bothers me because it's like, I feel like, man, that would suck if that would happen to me.
Yeah.
And then I don't like that show.
Yeah.
I don't like it just because of that. Which, again, it is a really good theme. And I think that it has a really powerful message.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. I don't like hearing it.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it, though. And then, okay, lastly, my favorite TV show of mine that I really enjoyed and that I wish I could watch for the first time again. Hunter doesn't like this one either. Haunting of Hill House.
Too scary. I can't stand scary stuff.
That show is so cool. So, like, the Hill House that they, like, kind of talk about is, like, this family lived in, and it was basically a haunted house, for lack of a better term or whatever. And the show kind of goes back between, like, the past, like, when they lived at the house, and then the present, when, like, they're all adults and dealing with all this other stuff.
Right.
And it's got, like, some scary things.
The whole movie's scary. The whole TV show is scary.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not, like, I don't know, it definitely is, like, creepy at some points, but, like, I think it's a really cool, like, story.
It is really, yeah, Kaylee made me watch it. Mm-hmm. And it's my least favorite type of scary, too.
Yeah.
The scary where I could see this, like, you know, like, where I could put myself in their position.
Yeah.
And that's what I don't like. Like, I don't mind, or, like, I do mind scary. But, like, scary where it's, like, not relatable to me, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
But scary where I could be the people doing, you know, in this situation.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, this show, like, yeah, has a lot of really, again, really cool themes in it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is just like, I don't want to see spooky stuff or, like, you know, like, scary things. So I have to watch it, like, with my hands, you know, over my eyes and be like, "Kaylee, what's going on?" And Kaylee will, like, basically translate it for me.
Yeah.
Because I just can't watch that stuff. So
I like it. When I was a kid, I hated scary things because I had an overactive imagination, like the part of the Winnie the Pooh ride at Disney with, like, the Huffalumps and Whizzles. That was terrifying.
Yeah.
I would cry because I was so scared. I would refuse to go on that ride. And
which it's a kid's ride, which is really funny.
Like, for babies. Babies can go on it. But but then I started watching, like, Supernatural when I was in high school, and I was like, this is kind of, like, interesting. Like,
no, fun, there was a scene. Is that the one where the lady's, like, burning on the ceiling?
Yeah, in the first episode.
I literally still think about that sometimes. Where, because like something like drips on them, right?
Yeah.
And then they look up and then the ceiling's literally on fire and there's like some lady in it.
Yeah.
Like, no, I hate that. I still think of it to this day.
Yeah.
So that's why I can't stand that stuff, is because I'll be like, fine, sure, whatever. But then as soon as I'm like laying in bed about to fall asleep, that's when I think about that, those things. And I'm like, so then I can't fall asleep. So
poor Hunter.
I can't even play like Five Nights at Freddy's. I'm too scared.
Okay. You have something else you want to talk about, Hunter? Okay. For you?
So my TV shows, I am a huge fan of the old Discovery Channel shows like Mythbusters, Dirty Jobs, How It's Made. You know, the ones along that line.
Those are very dad shows.
Very dad shows, right. And so
my dad definitely watched all those shows.
Yeah. That was usually be on like on the Discovery Channel. And usually we watched them when we went to like my grandma's house.
Yeah.
Or something like that, you know? And I just love them. Like Mythbusters specifically. That's probably my favorite TV show. I loved Adam and Jamie. I wanted to be Adam. Because it was just so cool. Like I think I relate a lot to Adam. Where he's very like all over the place, constantly thinking about like multiple different things at once. He's got so many projects on the back burner, and he does a lot of like engineering stuff, which I think is so cool. So I wanted to be a Mythbuster. I think that would have been so cool. But Dirty Jobs, I thought was really cool. Mike Rowe, I thought he had such a cool personality. I thought it was really cool getting to see all of the like different, you know, like Dirty Jobs. And then, like, How It's Made was just so cool getting to watch these manufacturing processes and stuff like that. So, anyway, old Discovery Channel. And even some of the new ones are newer ones, like Tanked. I liked watching that one. I believe, I think Treehouse Masters was on Discovery, where they just build treehouses. But they're, like, big, like, houses. Yeah. Like, it was so cool. So, yeah, I like those kind of shows. Like, yeah, the dad shows, I guess. Because that's what my dad would have on. So,
yeah.
And I liked it.
That's great.
But, yeah. So, that's my TV shows.
Yeah.
You want to take it on to the next one?
Sure. Let's talk about kind of, like, same entertainment. Musicals.
Ooh.
Now, as we probably mentioned before, Hunter and I are big musical theater fans.
Correct.
Absolutely. And I kind of have a lot of shows that have changed my life. so I wrote down a few that I just wanted to like briefly like talk about real quick for musicals. I think like musicals that like really affected me. First probably being Wicked.
That was a cool one.
Like that was actually obviously I love like Disney princesses that sang and like things like that, but like seeing Wicked at like on a national tour or something. That, like, I was like, that's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's who I want to be.
I still would. I would still love to be on Broadway.
Absolutely. If I had talent, you suckers, you know. Right. No one could stop me.
You do have talent.
So I think Wicked was definitely one. And then also, like, kind of in the same way, like, the first show I saw on Broadway, because, yeah, I've seen a few shows on Broadway, I think was Finding Neverland. And that, again, like, it was so magical to, like, see it and all, like, the, because I had been in shows before that for, like, a large part of my life. But, like, just, like, that level of production was so incredibly cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then another show that I saw on Broadway was Phantom of the Opera. And I think that show is my favorite in terms of, like, the music and the score. It's so, like, bum, 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 bum. Like, so incredible to hear. And then I think the story's great. It's, you know, a little creepy. But I think it's a beautiful story. If I was a real soprano, being Christine would be so cool. Once upon a time, I could hit those notes. I can't sing that. In my old age, I definitely became more of a baritone.
Yep.
No. But then I think for experience of a show, I really enjoy Les Mis. Because I like to cry. Hunter's not like to cry at all. No. I love to cry. Mm-mm. I cry all the time. Some times by choice, other times by mental illness. But I think like Les Mis was so like so beautiful, I think. Like the music, the costumes, the like story, it's, oh my gosh, absolutely amazing. I love other musicals that I've been in have been wonderful, but those are kind of the ones that like really made me like the musical person I am today.
Yeah. No, they are. Those are great ones. Unfortunately, I've never gotten to see a Broadway show. But
we'll go someday.
Yeah, right. Someday I would love to. I think that musicals in general are so cool. I remember, this isn't really, but when Mean Girls came out and people found out that it was a musical.
Like the 2024 movie?
Yeah. Yeah. People were like disappointed. I was like, in fact, that made me want to go more. You know, like I love, I like, our kitty's walking around. I'm a big fan of singing,
yeah.
I guess, you know, like I think I'm like a child in that regard. You know, I think, don't they really enjoy singing as well?
Sure.
I don't know, you know, like never mind.
Okay.
So one of the musicals that I love is Finding Nemo, The Big Blue and Beyond. Now this show, well, not necessarily The Big Blue and Beyond, that's the new one.
Mm-hmm.
But even the original Finding Nemo, it's a show that goes on at the Theater in the Wild at the Animal Kingdom in Disney World. It is such a cool show. It's like only 40 minutes on the old one, and now it's like 30 or something. Yeah. Like that. They shortened it after COVID, but it's such a cool show. Like, it's I love that it's quick, so you know, like
it keeps moving.
It's very fast paced. There's no, like, you know, slow parts of it. It's like, all right, next, but there's real singers. Like, these are actual people who are really, really able to sing. There's actual acting. There's the music. It's so colorful.
The puppeteer.
Yeah, there's like puppets, which at first, you know, seems weird. Like, if you look up images of it, the Finding Nemo, Big Blue and Beyond, you'll see the puppets. And they do look a little, you know, odd, but the actors do it so well.
Yeah.
That it looks like it's an extension of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's so cool that they do that. And I would love, absolutely love to be on that show.
Mm-hmm.
I love it though, so much though, and I've seen it. What, 20 times when we worked at Animal Kingdom?
At least.
I would go. Every time we went to Animal Kingdom, I would see that show.
At least once.
Sometimes I would go in, you know, like, I would watch it back to back. Because it was just so much fun, you know? And again, it's so quick. So it's like, you can watch it again. And the story, it's Nemo, you know? So it's a really good story. Again, the actors do such a good job with it. And it was like, man, that should be me, you know? Mm-hmm. So I love that one. But again, I'm a big fan of musicals in general. I like ones that aren't sad, though. You know, like I'm not the biggest fan of Les Mis.
Yeah.
We actually just watched it, and I'm not opposed to it.
Yeah.
But it's sad.
But it's,
you know,
beautiful.
It is beautiful, but it's sad. I don't like to be sad. I like to be happy, and Les Mis kind of does not allow that while you're watching it.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I'm a big fan of, like, Dear Evan Hansen with Ben Platt specifically. I mean, I guess I haven't seen Jordan Bishop sing, but Ben Platt, I think, was such a cool part of that show.
Yeah, but like, I like Dear Evan Hansen, but...
But what?
I don't know. Like, the whole, like...
She doesn't like the song between Evan Hansen and the dad, which is one of my favorite songs.
To Break in a Glove is the most boring song I've ever heard in my entire life. I don't care what deep analysis you have to say about it. I will skip it every single time. If you ever catch me listening to that song, you have to shoot me, because that is an imposter and that is not me.
I don't know why she doesn't like it, but anyway, a lot of those songs are really good. I do like them. I wouldn't say the show is the best.
Right.
I think I just like Ben Platt.
Yes, I think you do too.
Like Newsies too. I don't know if I would say I love Newsies, but Jeremy Jordan carries that show for me. He is such a good singer. Anyway. So
I love Jeremy Jordan.
I think you did a really good job with it.
Yeah.
But I mean, otherwise you have the classics like Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
It's a just you know an all around good show.
Yeah.
I didn't hate Oklahoma. Kaylee and I were in Oklahoma together.
Mm-hmm. I have beef with Oklahoma.
Kaylee has beef with Oklahoma. I didn't mind it. I thought it was a cool show. I couldn't tell you anything about it, but I remember it just being like a Oklahoma.
That was also your first musical.
That was my first musical. I don't know.
My first musical was Beauty and the Beast at a local production company. Well, not a local theater company, I guess.
Yeah.
And that was my favorite. I was like, I'm going to be Belle. I was Lady with Cane, if you were wondering. My line was, I need 6 eggs.
Good job.
Thank you.
I thought you also played an Ottoman, too, didn't you?
Okay, no. So I was in Beauty and the Beast twice. The first time I was Lady with Cane, and then I was a knife for a BR guest. And I was also like a little villager and all that stuff. But the second time I did it with like my school in seventh grade, I played the rug. So during Human Again, I rolled out on stage as if you were like, you know, sweeping a rug or whatever. And I popped my little head up and I did a little dance. You know, but that I was a rug, not an ottoman.
Okay.
There was an ottoman. So
okay.
That was not me. Must have been your other girlfriend.
No. Another one I love, Shrek.
Shrek the Musical
is so good. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, you say Shrek the Musical, people are like, what? First of all, they think that's a musical.
Yeah.
And second, they think, really?
Shrek the Musical is beautiful.
It's really good. It's on, we watched it on Netflix, I think.
Yeah.
And it's funny. It's really funny. The singing's really good. Like, the songs are actually jams.
Yeah.
The acting's really good in it. I don't know. I thought it was really funny. Donkey's hilarious in that show, too.
Go listen to Who I'd Be and try not to cry.
Try not to cry. Right. Or what's the one where he's like, Shrek, you've got to. Like, the one where he's trying to help Shrek hook up with Fiona.
Yeah, make a move.
Make a move. Like, that's funny. You know, like, but you gotta tell this.
Yeah. Anyway,
I like that one a lot.
Good
so.
Stuff. Speaking of Shrek.
Yes.
I was going to talk about my favorite song ever.
Ever.
Ever in existence is Accidentally in Love from Shrek 2. It's the song, I believe it's playing during Shrek and Fiona's wedding/honeymoon. It's like unironically my favorite song ever.
That's so funny.
It's so fun. I love it. Go listen to it.
Accidentally in Love.
It's so fun.
That is really fun.
We did it for a show choir my senior year, which I didn't love that, but it was fun. But
Right. Mm-hmm. That, you know, I will say it is a jam. I don't think it would even be in my top, like, 50.
Wow. Wow. What's your favorite song, Hunter?
So, I gotta be honest. I am a huge fan of Harry James.
Harry James. I love Harry James.
Harry James, the trumpet player from the 60s or whenever it was. He has a song. Number one, you probably recognize him from the ending song from Endgame, where Captain America is dancing with Peggy when he goes back in time.
And, spoiler!
Spoiler. And he's dancing with her, and the song that's playing is by Harry James.
Mm-hmm. It's been a long time.
It's been a long, long time, which is really cool. That song plays at Hollywood Studios at Disney when you walk down Hollywood Boulevard. That's gorgeous, right? So he plays that song. Like, he wrote that song. It's such a good song. But one of my favorites, too, is also it's Cherry Pink and Apple Blossom White. It's got a lovely trumpet solo in there. Otherwise, like Sleepy Lagoon by Harry James as well. I love those because they're just so they're so fun, you know? And like all of his songs, though, all of his songs are gorgeous. I love big band. I love the jazz there. And like he does such a good job.
Nerd. Don't tell people my favorites from Shrek 2, though. Because I think that's all some nerdy.
You are
in
very
a different
nerdy.
Way.
Yeah. Kaylee likes Shrek. I like old school jazz. But anyway, obviously I have some modern artists. I can't think of their names, though. But I'm more of I like this song than I like this specific artist. Like, obviously, I like, you know, Ben Platt. He has an album. I like, you know, like Jeremy Jordan and all those people. But I don't know if I have, like, a specific favorite song from any of those artists.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway,
so Harry James is your favorite artist, you'd say?
Yeah, Harry James is definitely my favorite artist.
What about he's no longer with us.
He's no longer with us.
What about peeps?
People who
artists
are,
that are longer
with us. that are currently still around.
Yeah. Do you have...
I don't know. Like,
really?
Obviously, you know, I'm a big fan of like Olivia Rodrigo's songs and stuff like that. But I wouldn't say, I don't know if I'd say she's my favorite.
Wow.
Yeah,
you
I don't
take
know.
That back.
Right, sorry. I mean, John Williams, he's got some bangers.
Oh,
I love John Williams. Like, he's made so many.
Yeah, he really cranked
them
out.
Star Wars, Harry Potter, Jaws. He did
Indiana Jones.
Didn't he do like E.T. too or something?
Yeah,
I don't know. All of those. He's done insane amount of
beautiful scores for sure.
If it's a good song, make sure and it's from a movie.
Yeah, soundtrack
check to see stuff. If it was him. Right, like. But outside of that, I don't know if I really have a favorite. Like, I'm scrolling through my list here and I'm like, yeah, they've all got good songs, but none of them are like, yes.
I'm currently wearing a shirt from the Guts World Tour. So Olivia Rodrigo is my favorite current artist. However, then this is even more dorky than anything I've ever said. My favorite artist of all time is One Direction.
Oh, yes.
Harry, Louis, Liam, Niall, Zane.
I know at one point, if you played a song for Kaylee, you would ask, you know, like, what song is this? Album, song number in the list, and when did it came out?
I might be a little rusty, but right, I could still Kaylee, do it. Kaylee, I would at really least know the album. If not, like, it's in the first half of the album.
Yeah. Like, I don't have any artists that I could say that I know them that well.
Yeah.
Like, even like Harry James,
where I I've know got a lot of way artists. Too much about One Direction, and please don't ask me about it, because it's I don't want to tell you how much I know about One Direction.
You know, like, Kaylee and I have talked about this too, like, because, you know, like, right now Taylor Swift is a huge icon. Kaylee has a Kaylee has a lot of respect for Taylor Swift, and you said that, like, you said she's the best musician or something like that.
She's one of the best of our time, I think. Like, not necessarily in, like, you know, the best singer, but I think, like, she will be remembered for a long time.
Right. But you wouldn't say...
But I wouldn't say she's my favorite. She has... I like all of her popular stuff. I listen to some of her, like, not popular stuff. But I don't know. I think she's good. Mm-hmm. But I don't think she's, like...
Your...
Better than...
Olivia Rodrigo.
Well, I better or do I like more? Those are all terms that right. we just throw around here. do you have another topic, Hunter?
All right. So, I guess what we can do is we can move into our favorite YouTuber. Yes, which I would say is probably Jacksepticeye.
Yeah.
I have watched Jack since 2014. That's when I first saw his video. And I thought it was so funny. And so I've been watching him ever since. For those of you who don't know, he's an Irish YouTuber. Although he hasn't done that in a while, but that was his thing. He's just like he's a really funny guy. He's also pretty down to earth.
Yeah, he seems real.
Right. Yeah, he's very real, and I like that he also, you know, he kind of, I don't know the word for this, but he's not afraid to tell people they're wrong, like if they do something like bad. You know,
yeah, like he'll stand up for
what he thinks is right, which I think is cool. So he's not like, I'm just going to stay out of this, you know, like it's not my business. Like he'll defend people like that, you know, he believes are right and stuff like that. And I think that's really, I think that's cool. But yeah, he's been doing it for a very long time now. I think he said over a third of his life he's been on YouTube. And I've been watching him. And as a kid, yeah, again, I would watch Jack a lot. Mm-hmm. And to this day, I still watch him. I also put on his videos. He's definitely, and it's cool because I've seen him change a lot as a person too. Yeah. He's gone from like, you know, like this is my job. I got to, you know, upload every day.
Loud, screaming, obnoxious. Right?
Yeah. So now actually, you know, being more like, hey, I'm just going to do what I want to do, you know, which I think is a really cool thing. So anyway, I have a lot of respect for Jacksepticeye.
Yeah.
Sean McLaughlin. And he's, yeah, again, such a cool guy.
Yeah. I also like Jacksepticeye a lot. I watched him for a little bit, like the Cleverbot Eevee.
Oh, those ones are funny.
Those videos, I saw those like when they were coming out, and then I kind of stopped. And then when Hunter came into my life, I was watching Jack with him a lot too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was very much like 2013 into YouTube, and like 2012 even, I don't know. Like all the big YouTubers I really liked, but I think like that have stood the test of time for me. Jenna Marbles, she hasn't posted in almost 4 years now.
Really? Four years?
Yeah, I know. But Jenna Marbles, absolutely fantastic human being. her like early stuff was, you know, kind of questionable. like definitely like in like the humor of, you know, the 2010s or whatever, but she definitely grew, and like she you knew she like had changed as a person, you know, like that she Yes, Morgan?
Sorry about the kitty.
you can tell that she like changed in a good way. And I think she's very genuine. I think she was great. She was hilarious. I love Jenna Marbles. And you know, she introduced me to her now husband, Julian, who still posts, and he does a lot of stuff on Twitch, and I'll still watch him.
We were big fans of his Among Us when he was playing Among Us.
Oh my god, him and Jack I'd watch them play Among Us.
For hours.
I loved watching them play Among Us. Oh my gosh. I could talk about that for a long time. So entertaining. But I actually have that on here, like watching Among Us. That's my, one of my favorite things.
That's cool.
But other favorite YouTubers of all time for me, Dan and Phil.
Mm.
I love Dan and Phil. I've been fans of them for over 10 years now. I've seen them grow as people too. If you don't know, Dan is on Fire and Amazing Phil were there. Well, now Dan's is just Dan Howell, his name, but love Dan and Phil. I actually saw them on their first tour. The Amazing Tour is not on Fire. And I met them at, it's like a backstage VIP thing. My mommy's took me. It was very sweet. Oh, and they had something really cool. A little like thing where like before their tour, you could like write down because they invented. I don't know if you remember. Did they invent it? I don't know. They played the 7-7. They invented the 7-second challenge on YouTube, where you told the person you have 7 seconds to touch all four walls in the room, or like you have 7 seconds to lick your elbow. Or, like, you know, random things like that. Where you have to do it in 7 seconds or you lose. And so they had on their tour, like, where fans could write in, like, suggestions for that. And since it was in Wisconsin, I wrote down, you have 7 seconds to name 5 types of cheese. And I remember when they, like, went on stage or whatever, they said, this next one's from Kaylee. And then the other one went, come on, Kaylee. And then they did, you have 7 seconds to name 5 types of cheese. And I don't remember what they said because I was like, they said my name.
You're like,
that was me.
Absolute shock.
Freaking out. But yeah, I met them. They were super nice. And they're, again, like Jack and Jenna, I think really good people.
Mm-hmm.
Have good views, have good morals, and just seem like pleasant beings. I don't know.
Right, right.
Like
you could hang out with them. And it wouldn't, you know, like, because they say don't meet your heroes or whatever. Yeah. But, like, you actually could with these people.
I think so, yeah. So I really liked them.
Yeah, no, I've watched them. And they definitely, they are definitely Kaylee's type of humor.
Yeah.
And you can definitely tell that that's, you know, kind of where Kaylee got her humor as well. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny, you know, because you're like, okay, yeah, I can see Kaylee saying that. Mm-hmm. So.
Yes.
Which, you know, makes sense because, yeah, you did, you watch them a lot. And I never heard of them before Kaylee,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of funny. But, okay, so that you'd say that's your that's your list for YouTubers?
Speaking of funny, do you want to hear my favorite joke?
Yes.
Okay, this is my favorite joke. What's the difference between a dirty bus stop and a lobster with breast implants?
I don't know. What is it?
One's a crusty bus station, the other's a busty crustacean.
I picture like, the seagull laugh. That was good. That was
That's
funny.
That's my favorite joke.
That's your favorite joke?
Yes.
So I don't usually whatever joke Kaylee says, I think is really funny.
I am really funny.
Kaylee is very funny. And I am not. So
the other day we met someone new for the first time and they apparently what they had known about me was that I was funny. So then I felt the pressure to be funny, which I am funny, but it has to come natural. I can't just like make a joke. Like if I'm like not comfortable, Hunter's laughing at me.
I am laughing at Kaylee because she is funny, you know, because she's always like, I don't know why everybody thinks I'm so funny. And it's like, because you make jokes all the time. Like, no, I don't know.
I'll say something, and I'm like, not. And everyone will just laugh at me. And I'm like, I didn't even do anything. Like,
but you said it in a funny tone. Like, I don't know. Kaylee.
Nobody can take me seriously.
Nobody can take Kaylee seriously. She is really funny, though. And it does make me jealous sometimes. Because I'm like, I just want to be funny. You know? Like,
I was in improv classes as a child where you had to be quick and on your feet.
Right. Maybe that's related.
Yeah, I think so. I was trained to be
trained since, you have like, since you were a child, you've been, you know, practicing your skills.
We talked about this, Hunter and I did today. I don't think I'm likable, so I have to make up for it by being funny.
Yeah, see, I disagreed. I think you're just funny.
okay.
Kaylee's types of jokes, though, are quick wit jokes. Where it's like, you said something wrong, you're getting made fun of, you know, which is funny.
Well, that just sounds mean. That's not what it is.
It's like, you like, if they, I don't know. Kaylee's just really good at coming up with stuff on the fly.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you learn that skill. because Kaylee's like, you gotta be born with it.
I just think because it's funny because like with my family, a lot of us are kind of like that quick like back and forth kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So with my family, we're like kind of used to it. And similar thing, like my family is, and I'm not saying your family's not, but my family is very smart. Again, I'm not saying that your family's okay. not. I'm just saying whenever I'm with your family and there's like a problem and I'll say like, well, the sky is blue. You guys are all like, oh my God, Kaylee, I would have never thought of that, which I love and I appreciate. And Hunter's family, if you're listening, I love you guys so much. And I'm not saying you're dumb, so please stop. I'm going to stop talking. Hunter, what's your next favorite thing?
Basically, Kaylee has funny sense of humor, and I wish that I could make jokes like Kaylee does. My jokes are all very, like, usually recycled Kaylee jokes.
That's true.
Like, she made the joke, and I'm just repeating it. Okay, so next topic. My favorite weather.
Weather.
Yeah, we're changing it up. So, and this one kind of leads into season as well, which I also discussed.
Okay.
My favorite weather is 100%, like, when it's warm. You know, when it's warm and sunny. I do not like rainy weather. I don't like when it's cloudy.
But what's the, like...
the limit?
Too much. Because so, you're TMI. Hunter's a sweaty little guy.
Well, okay. So I'd rather be hot than be too cold, personally.
Really?
Yeah. Like, which is, you know, ironic since we're based in Wisconsin. So, yeah. You know, like.
I would much rather be too cold than too hot.
See, I disagree because, like, you know, they say you can always take off more layers. But it's like, you can't do anything when it's freezing. When it's negative degrees outside, you can't.
And when it's 90, you can't do anything either.
You go swimming.
No.
Swimming is so much better than just staying inside.
Okay, you go swimming, but you can't wear your swim shoes. You have to touch the seaweed.
No, I have to wear swim shoes. I hate the feeling of the sand and the junk under.
So what we've established is you're a wimp.
I am a wimp, yes. But anyway, so I much prefer sunny weather. And yes, there is, obviously it can get hot. Mm-hmm. But in that case, I just go inside, you know? And like, you know, I'd rather have that. Because again, you can go swimming, you can find something outdoors or indoors to do. Whereas if it's cold outside,
bugs.
Your option, indoors.
Bugs.
Bugs.
You hate bugs.
I do. I hate bugs. But, you know what?
There was like a slug or something on your jacket.
I hated that.
And you were like, get it off, get it off.
I hate ladybugs and all. Any type of bug. No thanks.
But you know where there's not bugs? In the cold.
Yeah, but you know, there's not. People aren't out there. You don't see animals. I don't know. I hate the cold. So, anyway, that leads to my next point. My favorite season, winter. No, I'm just kidding. No. It is summer. I love summer through and through. I don't like winter, like, at all. Fall, thin ice. I do not like fall. I hate the transition from warm to cold. I think fall is beautiful. I think it's a really gorgeous season. Absolutely not, though, on temperature-wise. Spring, also on thin ice, you know, because it starts cold, then gets warm. I love the transition from cold to warm, but I wish it was quicker. And especially here in Wisconsin, it can be cold, nice and warm, freezing and then warm again. So I don't like that. I want it just to be like all of a sudden boom, warm, and you're like, wow. Like today was a gorgeous day.
Yeah.
It was beautiful outside.
It was.
Whereas like a few weeks ago, snow. You know? Yeah. So like I like this where it's like, and if it doesn't change, then I like spring. But anyway, that is my seasons and my weather. What about you, Kaylee?
My favorite weather, I love rainy weather. Even if it's like in the 40s and rainy, I love it. 80s and rainy, I love it. Anywhere in between. I love rain.
No thanks.
I think it stems from like when I was a kid, there was one like a few times where like, I would ask to like, go play in the rain. I remember putting on like my mom's raincoat, which was like too big on me because I was like 5 and like just like sitting in the rain and just like taking in the nature. And I was like, this is beautiful. I love the rain.
What
so
kind
much.
Of rain? Like heavy rain, light rain, all rain?
I love all rain. Cause like, oh my gosh, even just thinking about now, I love rain so much.
Which I don't understand.
So, but like, as for like type of season, I really love, and this might kind of just cause you have a summer birthday.
I do.
So that might be kind of why you like summer. I have a fall birthday, which might be kind of why I like fall.
Right. More so. And I feel like fall has, does fall have rainy weather?
Kind of. Okay. I love like, oh, like with the wet leaves. Stop. And that smell. No,
I hate that. I hate the rain smell.
No, I love rain smell. And I love like back to school season through Christmas. Absolute favorite time of the year.
Kaylee loves buying school gear.
I love, because like, I love, like, yeah, September is all about like buying like back to school stuff. I'm out of school now. I love buying back to school stuff. And like in October, Halloween, November, my birthday, and Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. Black Friday, love it. Mm-hmm. And then from then on, it's Christmas. It's,
yeah, right. And then New Year's.
And then we can stop.
Yeah, you're like January.
Yeah, it's okay.
Right.
But yeah, I love like that. The end month.
There is a bunch of holidays in fall, which I do like.
Months. September, October, November, December.
I never thought of that. The burr months. Yeah, no, thank you. I mean, I do love those holidays. I just, if it didn't get so cold, you know? I hate going outside and there's frost on my car and you gotta scrape it off.
Right. Oh, another thing, like with like living in Wisconsin, like for Halloween, like all of your like your costumes, you had to be prepared to wear like a jacket underneath it or something. And so although one year Hunter and I, my favorite costume that Hunter and I did together was we were Cosmo and Wanda
it was from really Fairly
Odd Parents. two halves of a whole idiot. That's what they said on the show one time. We were Cosmo and Wanda. It was really cute. I loved it a lot. My favorite costume that I did as a child was probably me and my best friend were both Hannah Montana. Because we're both Miley. We're no, you know. And then our brothers were our security guards. It was funny because for my costume, I had like official like Hannah Montana wig and microphone, and my friend had an official like Hannah Montana outfit and like a random blonde wig and microphone. Where so if we like put outfits together, we would have had a whole like Hannah Montana one, but
and then a whole off-brand
one. There's no way. We were both the main characters. We were not sacrificing our own Halloween for the other person.
But, that's funny.
Yeah, that was a little random.
Yeah, like. I don't know. I think I love those memories. Those are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Which I think that was another point you had too. Your favorite memory on there, right, Kaylee?
Yeah.
I don't remember things. So.
Which is so sad.
I know it is. You know, like I think that I am ruined by always having things be to saved online. Yeah. You know, so I don't have to remember. Like so I,
how many pictures do you have on your phone, Hunter?
So what I do whenever I need to remember something or there's any important information or something that I just need to see again, I take a screenshot. I'll take a picture of it, whatever. Or if there's memories that are being made, like I during this podcast, I took pictures of this environment that we're in, you know, like of us talking on the microphones, because otherwise I will forget it. And I think it's not because my memory is failing. I think it's just because my brain knows I can rely on my phone to always have that information for me. So anyway, I have 82,493 photos on my phone. And all of them, I'm sure that I could get rid of 90% of them.
If you give me that thing for 3 hours, I could crack that down to less than 1,000 for you.
But see, the thing is, I like these because what my phone does, every day, it'll do a thing called feature photos. And it'll just be like 10 random photos from throughout my camera roll. And it'll be like photos from this day or photos that relate to something. And I love it because it's like, wow, do you remember that? You know, it's kind of like Facebook memories or the Snapchat memories too. But it's on my phone and it's so cool. Or, do you remember what the thing was for that? And then I'll just scroll through my camera. Oh, there it is. Got it. So that's why it's kind of like a database for me now, but
yeah.
Which does kind of suck because that means that there's, if I need something specific, there's 82,493 photos that I need to go through. But luckily, Apple did make a feature that allows you to search for things, and it is like pretty darn accurate. And it has all of my, every photo on there indexed, which is cool. So I can search for like keywords, I can search for like locations, people, and it'll find it for me. So that was a super useful feature. But anyway, so yes, I use my phone to remember for me. Which does suck because then I don't remember important things. But I do remember the random things that don't matter. You know, like fun facts and stuff like that. But yeah. Anyway, Kaylee did bring it back a memory, though. Like, there, occasionally I'll be like, oh, yeah, I do remember that. You know, like, when Kaylee brought up, or like when we were talking about Among Us.
Yeah.
I remember we would watch Among Us a lot, and Wednesdays were usually grilled cheese Wednesdays.
Yeah.
We'd always have grilled cheese for dinner with, like, fries or salad or something. And so I was, I had a memory of sitting on the couch eating grilled cheese while we were watching Among Us on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, like, stuff like that, where I'm like, man, the good old days, you know? Or like yesterday we went up north to the scenic areas of Wisconsin, and seeing like the birds and stuff like that did remind me as a child, because we would go up to the UP, you know, to go to my grandparents' house up there, you know, and don't you know. And it brought me back, you know, mm-hmm. like the long, windy, you know, three cars on the road, mm-hmm. just driving in the middle of nowhere. Like, you have no idea where you are or how long it's going to take to get there.
Mm-hmm.
So that did bring me back. And I do really like those memories. As a kid, I hated it. I hated, so bored in the car. Are we there yet? Like, 2-hour drive. But now it's kind of like, wow, you know, like, this is nice because it's time that you don't have to do anything. You know, you just sit in the car. Like, you're not expected to do your homework. You're not expected to, I don't know, like work or anything like that. You're just in the car, you mm-hmm. know? So I do. That is another one of my favorite memories. And I thought of that yesterday. So
see, I remember everything.
Kaylee does. And sometimes it drives me nuts because I'm like, Kaylee, why do you remember that stuff?
I drink to forget, but I always remember. Just kidding. I don't drink that much.
Because I'll be like, oh, man, you know, I hate when this happens. And I hate when people do this. And Kaylee's like, just so you know, on October 3rd, you did that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, just let me be. I said, I hate when people don't use their blinkers. And Kaylee's like, you've done that before. And I'm like, yeah, I'm just agree with me. Why do you always gotta be? Anyway, it is funny.
I remember everything, and it's truly a curse.
It's a blessing and a curse.
Yes.
But mostly a curse.
Yes. I remember so much. And like, you could probably ask me, like, Kaylee, give me a memory from 2009 with this friend. And I'd, oh my God, absolutely. And I would be able to do that.
It's insane.
Every year of school, give me a memory of this. Tell me all about your schedule in seventh grade. I could do it. Mm-hmm. Like,
no, and it's insane. Or like, as a kid, she'll be like, oh, I remember doing this. And I'm like, oh, as a kid, I remember nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh, what really? Like, because like, I, hello? What was I just going to say? Oh my God. I didn't remember.
We did it, folks. We stopped it. No, I was saying that as a kid, I don't remember anything.
Yeah. Well,
and it was probably something about how you'll tell me things and then I forget them.
No, I was going to say, like, it drives me crazy when, like, I'll have, like, friends do this when they're like, Kaylee, like, this, like, I can't think of a good example, but like, this is what happened. And I'm like, no, that is not it. That is not what happened.
Kayla's like, trust me, I know.
I would remember. Like, oh my gosh. One time in like eighth grade, when it was one of my friend's birthdays. And I was like, I walked up to her. This is kind of related. I walked up to her and I was like, how are you doing today? Because I'm like, I'm the awkward person where I'm not going to like say happy birthday. Because I'm like, oh my God, what if it's not their birthday? Like, I know it's their birthday, but what if it's not their birthday? You know, like, anyway. And I walked up and I'm like, well, how you doing today? Like, obviously, like.
Leading up for
a big happy birthday. And right away, she's like, oh my God, I can't believe you forgot my birthday. And I was like, what? Like, I think I've talked about this before. I have a big, strong sense of justice.
Right. Kaylee hates to be like when people think that she's wrong, but she's right.
I have other times like with friends where they were like, this happened. I'm like, no, it did not. That's not what happened.
Not at all.
And not in like a me trying to see myself in a better way kind of thing. Just truly, that is not what happened.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because you were, yeah, like, because you just remember it.
I just remember.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, so yeah. And then, yeah, Kaylee said it drove her nuts that they didn't believe her, and it was hard to convince her otherwise, right?
Yeah.
She has a lot of those stories where people just don't believe her. She's like, that never happened. And Kaylee's like, because it did. I'm telling the truth. Why would I lie?
It was a Tuesday. It was cold.
Right. I know. And it's insane. It's like, how do you remember this stuff? You know, like, why? Why do you remember that?
I don't know.
Man,
I think my brain is very wrinkly.
What are you saying about mine?
Well, smooth.
Smooth. But I do remember things, but usually it's related to like technology.
Hunter, what's your mother's maiden name? What's the last four of your social?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
The pet childhood dog you had?
Right. And so, yeah, like, I remember thinking about technology or, like, you know, like, I don't know, fun facts or, like, random things. But, like, actually important, like, birthdays. Like, yeah, Kaylee knows the birthdays to everybody.
Yes.
Like, I could give her a name and she'd probably remember their birthday.
Yeah, it's their birthday. Or at least, like, what their sign is.
Right.
And stuff.
Yeah, like, or, like,
and
yeah.
For people with me, they're always like, I think it's around, like, November.
November? No. They don't even remember her middle name.
Oh, my God.
Kaylee's got all of them down. And it's just really funny. Like, mm-hmm. So, and it is weird. And it's nice for me because it, and I feel bad because I kind of rely on Kaylee a lot.
I'm your encyclopedia.
Well, yeah, like, and she'll like, no, you can't do that this day. Like, oh, you're busy that day because this is going on. And I'm like, I did not know that. Or like, I didn't remember. And Kaylee's like, I told mm-hmm. you. And I'm like, I'm sure you did.
Or his mom will be like, here's this obscure story. And I'm just like, I've never heard that before. I'm like, well, I've heard it before. So you so had you to have heard it before too.
Right. I just don't remember those things. I mean, it's probably because I wasn't listening. But, you know, because mm-hmm. I think a lot. You know, like, or like, I'll be, you know, thinking about like, again, like technology or ADHD. Some ADHD stuff. Right. Yes. I have very bad ADHD. So in case you couldn't tell, you know, but anyway, so usually my brain is off somewhere else. So then I don't remember these things. So, which is why my phone is there to do it for me. So
wow.
I'm very good at note keeping and organizational stuff that way. I will write stuff down, but again, keeping it up in the noggin. Absolutely not. So.
I have folders. You know that scene from SpongeBob? You didn't watch SpongeBob growing up.
I did not,
like,
no.
It's like basically a little office up there, and you got like filing cabinets of stuff. That's me.
Yeah.
I like opened to like my 2009 drawer.
Yeah.
Like, I was okay. Do-do-do.
For me, the files are all there. Like, the cabinet's there.
The files are all
the files
place.
Are on the floor. They've burned, you
There's
know.
There's a garbage can on fire. Yeah.
Right. This is fine.
Yeah.
That's me, so. Anyway, I feel like we could probably keep going on about our favorite things, but this is our longest podcast yet. So,
wow, look at us.
Look at us. So, what do you think, Kaylee? Should we keep it going?
No, I think we're good.
You think we're gonna wrap it up?
We can always yap more.
Yeah, we love to yap, as you can tell.
We love to yap.
yeah, like Kaylee said, I'm certified yappers.
Certified yappers.
That is us. So. Anyway, it's been a lot of fun. We like to talk about ourselves, so. Hopefully everybody found it somewhat interesting or found something new about us that they didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Something you can relate to.
Right. Because again,
maybe you haven't thought about Accidentally in Love from Shrek 2.
Right. And maybe you want to find a new favorite song.
Yeah.
So you can check out Harry James.
put yourself to sleep.
And again,
I love Harry James.
No, he's so good. Anyway, and again, one of the main reasons we wanted to do this was because we want people to know who we are. Oh, there goes the cat's auto feeder. We want people to know who we are and like where we come from our, you know, opinions on things. So hopefully,
yeah.
Hopefully this gives some light and more insight into our personalities. But
yeah.
Do you have any final notes, Kaylee?
Nuh-uh.
So again, thank you for tuning in to Once Upon a Mic. Kaylee, you want to close this out?
Thanks.
Bye.